Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today, we have an interesting topic for you all. When Kayla gets done hacking up a lung.
Sorry, I tried to mute. Did I?
You muted it. I just saw you. We're on Zoom. We're recording via Zoom.
Because I'm still sickly.
Yes. It's great.
It won't go away.
That cough lingers for ever. I'm telling you.
I don't know. I tested for COVID twice because I was like, is it? What is this? What is this shit? It started before Christmas.
And we're recording on January 20th. So if that tells you anything.
Yeah. I'm immunocompromised anyways. So I'd say that has a lot to do with it. I'm also fucking stubborn and not to the benefit of my health. Say that. As soon as I start to feel even a modicum better, just a skosh better, I'm like, I'm gonna do all the shit I normally do, and I don't let myself heal. So I just, the next time a single germ enters my body, I'm right back down. And Aaron's cocking her head at me
interesting. Maybe you should rest.
Maybe. I know, even people at work were like, why are you here? And I'm like, I have shit to do. They're like, why aren't you resting? Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times just this week alone, people I worked with were like, why are you staying so late? I have shit to do. It's urine stuff. It's blah. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't take care of myself. I don't prioritize myself. I prioritize everyone else. And I'm aware of this. Rationally, I'm aware of this. Doesn't make me change it.
Right. Okay. You can't pour from an empty cup, my dear.
That's true.
Fill up your cup first.
I don't have a cup anymore, honestly.
Well, get a cup, fill it up first, and then start pouring into other people.
My sister-in-law got me this thing for Christmas. That is the best. Honestly, outside of the Kindle that I bought with the money my mother-in-law and my grandmother-in-law gave me, probably my favorite thing outside of Papple got me jewelry, stuff like that. It's a bathtub. Oh shit! What do I? It's like a thing you stick in your tub that you put it's got a little stand for your Kindle and a cup and a candle.
Oh,
it's
neat!
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's great. A tray.
Yes, perfect. That's the word. My brain was like, you know it, but you can't have it.
ADHD.
For sure, it was
right there.
But I've used that thing so much. I've started doing a little better.
Good.
And I'll just sit there till the water gets cold. I don't give a shit. Steven will ask me shit, and I'm like, I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
Kayla's not available.
The only reason you can come in here right now is if you're refilling my water cup, because I put the water to where I literally sweat and I just get thirsty. It's great.
Because
the waters have to be hot as my home in hell.
Oh, goodness. You're silly. But
any hoodles.
Oh, that reminds me. Well, it doesn't remind me. I've just been thinking about it. What do you think we should do for girls' trip?
I think, I don't remember. Was it Megan that had the idea for a cabin somewhere or just an Airbnb? That's super cool. But I just want us to all have our own bed. That's my only thing. It's just my own bed.
I want my own bed too.
Yeah.
Period. So,
preferably, if we could swing it, it's just my own.
Your own room.
Just my own bed is the base. But my own room would be nice, too. But also, my own bed. I don't care. We've all slept. We all used to sleep in the same bed. Literally, all of us. The three of us.
Yeah, but
same bed. For years.
Grown.
And I drool a lot more. I will say that. Somehow, I don't know. I was already a Saint Bernard, but somehow that's multiplied.
It happens.
Usually when I'm sick, it's worse.
Because you can't breathe through your nose.
Yeah. But.
I understand.
I think a cabin would be really nice, though, if we just went somewhere. Now, don't expect me to hike a whole lot. I'll hike a little bit.
Yeah, I don't hike a whole lot. I do the easy trail.
I'm not hefty. I'm hefty adjacent.
I'm hefty.
But I'm lazy as fuck.
I'm so out of shape. I'm going to I'm gonna exercise more this year. That's one of my goals. I don't set resolutions.
Wall Pilates is a thing. I don't know.
What'd you say is a thing?
I've heard wall Pilates is a thing. We have a whole fucking gym in our office at work.
Yep, and I don't use it.
But I've never set foot in.
I used to use it. I used to use it a lot, but
I've been there for 5 years and I've not touched it.
Yeah, understand. I got a thing on TikTok, the stepper, the mini stepper from TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yep. I haven't opened it yet. I just got it like a couple days ago.
It was nice, and you're like,
haven't opened it. I just got it a couple days ago, though. I think
that makes sense, though.
Listen, here's what I think we should do for a girls' trip. I think we should drive to Charleston and then take a cruise.
Like a weekend cruise or something?
Yeah, like a little jaunt. Like a little
weekend. A little in the States jaunt.
Well, it goes to the Bahamas, but so you need a passport, but...
Okay. I got to work on that. My aunt wants to take me to Paris. I got to do that.
Yeah, get your passport.
And girl, I got to go to Germany, too, to see Anne.
You got to go to Germany to see Anne? Get your passport, girl.
I got to do that.
But if we get... If there's four of us, and we get two rooms, then we'd each have our own bed. And...
We're not burying our yak in the sand like cats this year, though.
No, we're not doing that. We're not throwing
We're still going to have hella fun. We can drink all we want.
But we're not going to throw up in the ocean like I did.
I mean, we'll just save it for the ocean, not the sand.
Yeah, but then I feel bad for people who have to snorkel through my vomit.
Literally fish pee in there.
And poop.
It's fine. And then poop. Die. And then things eat them. And then shit them out.
And then... Okay.
So your vomit is the least of the ocean's worries.
But yeah, when I went on a cruise last time, I was like, I was hot and hungover in the Bahamas. And I said, I don't know if I've told the story on here before, but I was like, I don't feel so. But girls trip, I think we should get, listen, because there's your food. There's your lodging. Mm-hmm. There's your entertainment. All in one price.
Your alcohol, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get the drink package, you get the drink package.
I don't know that I'm not too much of a lightweight for that shit. Because I had like 3 beers the other weekend and I was like, I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
I don't do the...
Well, also the medication that we're on too, though.
Right. Yeah, I'm not much of a drinker.
Like 3 beers equals 9.
Yes, exactly. So we don't have to get the drink package.
We're cheap dates.
You could buy like one drink at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Any hoops, think about it.
That's fun to me.
Think about it.
Sounds like less hiking to me, too.
Just relaxing on the beach or by the pool.
Listen, I'll go just about anywhere I can afford to go and can get the time off to go to. Because, yeah.
Well, and if we drive to Charleston, we don't have to pay for a plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And we could get you there. We couldn't get you to New York last year.
Well, that was because I was having a lot of health issues, and then also we're trying to get like another house. But I think we've decided that we're gonna wait until our kid graduates high school before we move.
That's fair,
because we don't want him to have to move again,
especially his senior year.
Yeah. Because it's just like a year. So, I mean, what's the big deal on waiting? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because that would be really shitty to move before your junior year and then move again, like, in your senior or something like that. So, at least after school in, like, the next school year ends. Not this one, but the next one, I think is when. I mean, that's at least the time frame for us before we'll even start thinking about it again.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
That doesn't keep me from looking at Zillow and Realtor.com or anything. But
same. I do it all. I look on Trulia all the time. And we're not leaving for a long time because, well, we love our house, but we got a 2.99% interest rate during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
15-year fixed.
Yeah.
So we stuck.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go from like 2.99 to like something
8%.
Different.
Yeah, no. It's anyways, crazy. Think about it.
Think about it. Listen, I'll go anywhere. I don't care. As long as I, like I said, as long as I can afford to go, as long, especially if I have a passport by then, or like I can get the time off from work, because that's another thing that I always have to worry about.
Well, I'm sure you could get the time off from work. I was looking at dates in like August. That's plenty of notice. And
I might be in Germany in August, though.
Oh.
Because that's where all of our birthdays are. And that's usually when I try to get. That's usually the goal. If I can get there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd have to have my passport by then.
Well, you have to have your passport by then. But.
Yeah, because my birthday's in August. Anne's birthday is in August. Alex, like my goddaughter's birthday is in August. And then, like, my oldest goddaughter's birthday is, like, just before.
You should. Well, what about July shutdown?
That's even good.
Maybe you could go to Germany during July shutdown.
I do have that time off. Oh, shit. Hurt myself already.
Mm-hmm. And the boy will be in Argentina.
No. He won't. He only goes there on... Oh, yeah, he will. Because that's after... he only goes there on school holidays. That's a school holiday, Kayla. In the middle of their summer.
Yeah. I mean, whatever works best for you. I was just looking at those dates.
I don't want to be like the wrench in the plan. I don't care. One way or another. No,
you're not the wrench.
We'll figure it out.
Yes. Anyways, so third man syndrome, also called third man factor, is a phenomenon that occurs in times of distress and crisis. It is the feeling that there's another person or entity there alongside you, even though you're all alone. People report this feeling, hearing, or even seeing this third man who acts as a voice of comfort and support in otherwise horrifying time, or literally saves their lives. So this is an article from BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed, I think they collected stories from Reddit and people who've had this experience. The term third man syndrome comes from the T.S. Eliot poem The Wasteland. The poem was inspired by the real-life experience of Ernest Shackleton, an Irish explorer who went on a near-death expedition in Antarctica in 1916. After their ship got trapped in ice, he and two other crew members of the crew made a 36-hour-long trek across the Arctic over mountains and glaciers to a whaling station. During that time, several members of his three-man team, Ernest including, kept feeling like there was a fourth man alongside them. T.S. Eliot wrote the stanza inspired by that phenomenon. Who is the third man who walks always beside you? When I count, there are only you and I together. But when I look up ahead, the white road, there is always another one walking beside you, gliding wrapped in a brown mantle, hooded. I do not know whether a man or woman, but who is that on the other side of you?
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I've never had a situation where that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That would be terrifying to already be freaking out.
But the third man is supposed to be like a calming presence.
Comforting, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would be comforted by a stranger. I don't like strangers. I don't like people. I'm sorry. That sounds mean, but I don't like people.
Me neither. But c'est la vie. Here we are. So here's a couple stories from Reddit. They had asked BuzzFeed readers if they experienced the third man syndrome and received far more submissions than they had ever expected. So without further ado, here are 23. I'm not going to read 23 stories, but that's what the article says. Here are 23 of the best, creepiest stories people shared. One, when I was young, around 9 years old, I had to have pretty major surgeries for a birth defect. I was feeling sick, in pain, and frustrated about not being able to sleep or get out of bed. When I rang the bell for the night nurses to help me to the toilet, a smiling man dressed in all white would come straight away and help me. He was so happy and peaceful, with him the biggest smile and a bright aura to him. He always came straight to me as soon as the bell rang. The next day, after the second night of his help, I asked another nurse if he would be on duty that night. The staff were very confused, even after my description of him. She told me there weren't any male staffers on duty those past two nights, and that one of those porters or other staff were all white would have been answering bells on the ward.
So here's where I would have been asking for like the cameras to be pulled. Who's around my child?
I mean, Yes, but there's not really cameras in hospital rooms, I hope.
No. I think in the hallways there are, but not in the rooms.
That's a big time HIPAA violation.
For sure. I'd be like, so who was it then? So that makes... I'm suspicious in general, though, so that's
right?
Just...
Right? Okay, here's another one. I am disabled and survived the attacks on the Twin Towers. I was buried under the debris for about 15 hours, but I was never alone. I know, it's horrible. I kept hearing from a voice that said his name was Michael. When I was weakest, he would just keep me talking to him. When I was rescued, I found out there was never a man named Michael anywhere in that area. I still wonder the voice was that saved me from becoming another death that terrible day.
Okay, well, that whole scenario just sounds awful in the first place just because of the towers in general.
Of course. If you're ever in New York, go to the 9/11 museum. It's something else.
No, because I'll cry.
Yeah, you will.
Mm-hmm. Commercials make me cry, let alone actual real-life tragedies.
I know. And it's rougher because, like, we can remember 9/11. Like, I could probably go to a Holocaust museum and not be as affected.
Oh, I would still cry because I've done what... That's something that people... One of my family members and I, like, actually share an interest in. Not, like... a weird interest, but like in actually wanting to know, like,
yeah,
stories and read books or firsthand accounts or whatever.
Yeah.
I would sob like a little bitch because honestly, for that one, I mean, in both cases, really, it's insane to think about how human beings can just be that absolutely cruel to anyone else, let alone other human beings. Like, even if it's like an animal, like, how can you find that in your body to do something like that to an animal, let alone another human being? Just children, even babies, like older people, just because they're different.
Yeah.
They believe something different than you. That makes you kind of the lesser person in my opinion. I don't judge people. Maybe that's me being judgy, but like,
no, I get that's
me, mate. Judging them because they think differently than me, but I've never... See, it's a whole cycle when you judge someone for judging someone. Any hoodles, back to third man.
Third man.
I get off my soapbox.
Yep, another one. When I was about 18, I was in a terrible car accident. While waiting for emergency services to arrive, there was an old man wearing shorts and a t-shirt standing nearby. The car was a wreck and my legs were trapped. The old man directed me on how to get out of the car and told me to get my phone to call 911. After emergency services arrived, I was told that the car was so wrecked that they were waiting for the jaws of life to free me, and no one could figure out how I managed to get myself out. I was also declared deceased by the first emergency vehicle that stopped. I told them about the old man, but no one in the car with me or on the accident scene remembers him. I was the only one to see the old man. I am still grateful to whoever he was for helping me get out of that car.
That's when I would start looking at, like, pictures of Papaw or something. Like, if you had a grandparent or something that passed away.
Right.
Or an older family member, I'd be like, was this you, sir?
Yeah. So
again, I'm suspicious.
So there's three third man stories. I'll link the article if you all want to read the rest of them in the show notes. Interesting,
for sure.
It is very interesting. So people, is it like... your imagination? Is it a guardian angel? Is it... what is it?
I think the mind does amazing things.
Oh, for like, sure.
You see it in cases of, like, with kids that go through, like, super traumatic experiences and, like, their personalities, like, split and, like, partitioned to keep that part of you from being affected day to day. And, like, not saying that, like, that's that, but, like, the mind does it, like, it protects you in any way that it can.
Absolutely. So,
maybe that has something to do with it, but
I would think that that's the person trapped under the debris for 15 hours, like, their mind was, because they never saw this person. Their mind
that
was protecting them, but I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just speculating.
Their experience, yeah.
And I'm not discounting their experiences at all. Just, you know, not dismissing them, I should say, their experiences.
Yeah, they're not our experiences. We can only, like, from the outside looking in, have our, like, speculations.
Yeah.
And yeah. Me personally, I just want to believe that it's, like, your brain being like, hey, this is scary. Something shiny over here.
Yeah.
Like, pay attention to this and not, like, this. And then, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, I guess that about wraps us up. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, hit us up, bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on socials, Insta and TikTok @bubblesbrunchcast. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.